Welcome to Style Soul Podcast, where creative style meets fashion, decor, and well-being. This is your host, Barbara Culkin. Join me at www.barbaraculkin.com, the place to style yourself and your space to success. Hello, 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 everyone, and welcome to the 78th episode of Style Soul Podcast. Wouldn't it be great to have a killer Facebook group that's super engaged, yet also exudes a comfy and cozy feeling? My guest is Jordana Jaffe, and she is a Facebook group strategist. And in this episode, she shows us how it's done.
So hi, Jordana. Thank you so much for being my guest on Style Soul Podcast.
Thanks for having me. I'm really happy to be here.
Oh, me too. Me too. You know, the whole audience is so excited that you're being a guest and share all your knowledge about Facebook and everything else that you have to offer. So, Jordana, I want to ask you if you could just share with us a little bit about your background and your journey and how you came to do the work that you're doing, the work that you love to do. So if you could just share a little bit about that, that'd be amazing.
Sure. So I've been an entrepreneur for 9 years, actually. I started almost 9 years ago, exactly. And my first business was a professional organizing company. So I did that exclusively for 3 years. And then I started doing business coaching in 2010. And I did that and organizing for a while. Then I did a little blip of life coaching. And then in October of 2014, I started our Facebook group, the Facebook group I now have with my wife. And that basically led me into starting to teach about it. Basically, at the end of 2014, people started asking me, you know, how I grew the group, how I kept it engaged, all that stuff. And I realized that it was something that people really wanted to learn. So what I did was I started kind of backtracking because there was no strategy. You know, when we started the Facebook group, it was simply to create a community, to connect people with each other. There was no, like, it wasn't really, Facebook groups at that point weren't really presented as a business strategy. So, anywho, so what we did was that, what I did was I backtracked my steps and I started basically maybe around a year ago this time, I started offering free things around Facebook groups. And then this past summer, I launched my paid programs around Facebook groups.
Awesome. Yeah. Awesome. It's such a great group. I know we're going to get more into it, but it's such an amazing group, and I love it. So I'm so happy you decided to do this. So, you know, I see that you consider yourself an introvert entrepreneur, and a lot of people have been asking me about that. So I just want to ask you, what kind of advice can you give to people, you know, who want to start their own business, you know, and want to be an entrepreneur, but they just feel that they're not outgoing or extroverted, or they just say, well, I don't have that type of personality to start a business. I'm more of an introvert. So if you could just share a little bit more about that, because I think that could be very helpful to everyone in the audience.
Sure. So, you know, I think that first and foremost, it's a matter of really listening to your inner whispers and your inner voice and to ask yourself, is that voice like sharing truth or just sharing fears? So I would just really consider, and, you know, perhaps you can't, you know, kind of see that answer immediately. So be patient with yourself if it's not like immediately coming up and revealing itself. But really, you know, entrepreneurship isn't for everyone, regardless of whether you're an introvert or extrovert. So, you know, if for whatever reason there's this true knowingness within you that says, you know, like, this isn't for me, then that's perfect. That's great. And I don't think it necessarily has to do with whether you're an introvert or not. I think the question to really ask yourself is, how, if I do want to be an entrepreneur, genuinely, how can I create, grow, develop a business that really feels good to me, however I define good, right? For me, it would be like comfy, cozy, intimate, connected, you know, based in generosity, all that stuff. But it might be something else for you. So really ask yourself, what feels good for me? What kind of business feels good for me? And which strategies in growing my business feel really good for me? You know, which strategies feel like they would be energetically nourishing, right? So for me, what I really think about is, well, you know, offline networking events really don't work for me. I find them to be energetically draining for the most part, not so much fun. I don't really reveal my true self, you know, during it. I don't feel like I really shine. Yeah. But for me, Facebook groups, online connections aren't energetically depleting for me. They're really kind of fun, and I get energized by it. Now, that isn't to say that every single introvert out there will agree with me, but they might, but a lot of them might. I don't know. You know, I think it's a case-by-case situation. But really, when it all comes down to it, I think it's just important to ask yourself, what feels best for you, you know, in the actual business, in the creation of the business, and the strategies in which to grow your business, and then go from there.
Exactly, because everyone thrives in a different environment. I mean, looking at you, you wouldn't think that you're introverted, right? I mean,
right.
People wouldn't
think so. Yeah, no, people seem to be surprised. People seem to be surprised.
Exactly. Now, do you feel that this helped you become more of a successful entrepreneur by, like, your introvertedness? Do you feel that as a strength for you?
I don't think it's that the introversion makes me a strength. I think honoring who I am and what my desires are benefits me, right? So
exactly.
If I was an extrovert pretending to be an introvert, that wouldn't serve me. If I was an introvert pretending to be an extrovert, that wouldn't serve me. So I think it's the fact that I'm finally saying, oh, wonderful. I'm like aware of what my desires are. I'm honoring my desires and I'm going to just move forward with them versus trying to fight them, right? When we fight our true desires, it's when things get messy.
Yeah. Exactly. It's just embracing who you are and just listening to your inner self and moving forward from there. I agree. That's awesome. Now, I see that you have the super cool Facebook group, Gina and Jordana and Your Magical Business, which I adore and I'm a part of and I absolutely love it. And I just want to know if you could just share with everybody how you grew such an amazing and engaged Facebook group. Because, you know, there's so many Facebook groups out there, but you guys just seem to have this cozy way about the group. It just feels very, very nice. It just feels like you're hanging out in a big crowd, and it's just a really nice feeling. So I just want to know what kind of elements you feel are important when you create this warm ambiance in your online community.
I think, you know, it's a matter of sharing parts of yourself and being vulnerable and, you know, not just being the quote-unquote expert that has stuff to share and stuff to sell, but also being a human and sharing part of your human experiences. And I think that's what creates it. And also just sharing, you know, what our intentions are. You know, when you go to our page, it says, like, welcome to your cozy Facebook family. You know, so we're setting the framework for people to really feel into that as well.
Yeah. Yeah, it just feels very, very nice. And, I, you know, like I said, there's so many groups out there, and they feel just as nice, but this just has a real different kind of element to it that, you know, and you guys have a really big group, and it just feels very connected, and that's really, really nice. I mean, do you want to share a little bit more about the group? Like, what else you feel that, I mean, there are specific types of people that you feel are more drawn to it, such as entrepreneurs, or is it just a mix of everybody?
Well, yeah, I mean, it's for women entrepreneurs. We only let women in, and, you know, I mean, it's made for women entrepreneurs or women who want to become entrepreneurs. I mean, in terms of who's actually in it, you know, at this point we have over 8,000 people. So it's hard to know for sure, you know, who's in it. But I think that there's a range. There are people that are just starting out. There are people that are multimillionaires. So I think there's definitely a range of the different kinds of entrepreneurs. But I think that's what makes it interesting.
Yeah, for sure. It's a really cool mix.
So I
want to ask you, so I'm a stylist, I'm a home and image stylist, and, you know, I really believe that what you surround yourself with is a really great contributor to one's success, because what you see, what you feel, what's around you, it just, I feel like it inspires you. So I want to know, like, what kind of decor and symbols do you decorate with and that you wear to keep you inspired and creative on an everyday basis? Like, what inspires you when you have it in your office or in your home? What kind of decor, what kind of clothes you like?
Yeah, I mean, in terms of clothes, I'm very cozy, comfy. So mm-hmm. I'm, you know, in yoga pants and hoodies and leg warmers and stuff like that. In terms of mm-hmm. inspiration, I think I'm into, you know, positive quotes. I have a lot of Buddha art or Buddha mm-hmm. statues. Just things that I find to be grounding and things that I yeah. find to be calming and soothing. And yeah, mm-hmm. so basically anything that feels that way is something that I'm interested in. And having in my environment.
In your space. Now, do you carry
yeah.
any symbols around with you? Like when you go
no,
up and about
really.
Throughout your day?
No, not really. Sometimes I'll carry crystals with me. But
uh-huh.
that's pretty much the
any specific kind? Are you drawn to any in particular or not really?
Yeah, I'm still kind of learning. I really like uh-huh. Himalayan pink salt.
Okay.
And I also recently got kind of this batch of grounding energy crystals that I think have a lot of different crystals in them. So I'm not really sure.
Mm-hmm.
I know amethyst is one of them, but I'm not
yeah.
sure, you know, other stuff. So mm-hmm. it varies, but that's kind of, you know, that's kind of the gist of it, though.
That's cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, I really believe that what you surround yourself, it just really inspires you. And I just love, especially in your office space. I find in particular,
mm-hmm.
because I feel when you're working, you're looking around, if you're thinking while you're writing something or just want to be inspired when you're working on a project, just looking around you and how you're feeling, it just brings you back to that center, that creativeness where you could actually produce more. So I find that extremely, extremely important. So I just want to take your take on it. I'm always interested what people decorate with. So I actually have a fun question for you. What's a fun and favorite way that you keep yourself energized and balanced on an everyday basis?
I love having spontaneous dance parties in the kitchen. So like usually
oh, wow.
when I'm
cool.
Yeah. Like when I'm like cooking or making breakfast, I love to just like bust out into a fun dance party.
Any particular tunes?
Oh no, not really. It's just, you know, whatever
no.
kind of yeah. Whatever kind of speaks to me that day.
That's awesome. And that really gets the energy flowing, for sure. Any kind
totally.
Of movement
oh,
like
sure.
that just really gets you going for the day. And that's awesome. I love that. You have to share some of those in your group. That'd be cool.
Okay. Yeah.
Sounds good. So, Jordana, is there any way that you would love to share with us, you know, any way we could reach you? Is there anything that you want to share, your website, your contact information?
Sure, yeah. So my website is jordanajaffe.com, J-O-R-D-A-N-A, J-A-F-F-E.com. And the Facebook group that you were talking about, anyone can
mm-hmm.
request access by just going to bit.ly/youaremagical. So you can do that. And
cool.
those are the two best ways to connect with me. On my website, you can also get my free gift, which is all about how I grew a Facebook group filled with thousands of my ideal clients and how you can too. And yeah, and then you can just join the Facebook group as well and go from there.
Amazing. Cool. Thank you so much. That's awesome. And I'm sure more people will want to join that wonderful, cozy group of yours because it just feels so cute and so nice, and I love it. So, Jordana, I want to thank you so much for being a guest on Style Soul Podcast today. I had an awesome time chatting with you, and I just want to thank you so much.
Thanks for having me.
Thank you. I'll talk to you soon, Jordana.
If you enjoyed this episode of Style Soul Podcast, like it and share it with your friends. I'd love to hear from you. Let me know your thoughts on today's episode and share your comments at www.barbaraculkin.com and get the Style Scoop by signing up. Feel fabulous, look stylish, and live beautifully. Thanks for listening, and talk to you next time on Style Soul Podcast.